September 8, 1929, the birth of the Virgin was the rebirth of all humanity. My poor mind was wandering in the immense sea of the divine fiat, in which everything is innate, as if there were no past or no future, but everything present and everything in act. So, whatever thing it wants to find of the works of its Creator in the divine will, my little soul finds it as if it were just doing it, innate. And since I was thinking about the birth of my celestial mama, to give her my poor homages, and I was calling all creation together with me to sing the praises of the sovereign queen, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, I too, together with you and with all creation, want to sing the praises of the birth of the heart of my mama. You must know that this birth enclosed within itself the rebirth of the whole human family, and all creation felt reborn in the birth of the Queen of Heaven. Everything exulted with gladness, they felt happy to have their queen. Up to that moment, they had felt like a people without its queen, and in their muteness they were waiting for that happy day in order to break their silence, and say, 'Glory, love, honor to she who comes into our midst as our queen. We shall no longer be without defense, without anyone who dominates us, without feast, because she has arisen, who forms our everlasting glory.' This celestial baby girl, by keeping our divine will intact within her soul, without ever doing her own, reacquired all the rights of adminiscent before her Creator, and the sovereignty over all creation. Therefore, all felt themselves being reborn in her, and we saw in this holy virgin, in her little heart, all the seeds of the human generations. So, through her, humanity reacquired the rights lost, and this is why her birth was the most beautiful, the most glorious birth. From her very birth, she enclosed within her maternal little heart, as though in between two wings, all generations, as children reborn in her virginal heart, so as to warm them, keep them sheltered, and raise them and nourish them with the blood of her maternal heart. This is the reason why this tender celestial mother loves creatures so much, because all are reborn in her, and she feels the life of her children within her heart. What can our divine will not do wherever it reigns and has its life? It encloses everything and everyone, and makes one the provider of good to all. So, all feel, under her blue mantle, the maternal wing of their celestial mother, and they find in her maternal heart their little place in which to take cover. Now, my daughter, one who lives in my divine will renews her rebirth and redoubles the rebirths for all human generations. When my supreme will lives inside a heart and lays the fullness of its endless light within it, it centralizes everything and everyone, it does everything, it renews everything, it gives back all that, for centuries upon centuries, it has not been able to give through the other creatures. So, this creature can be called the dawn of the daybreak that calls the sun that gladdens all the earth, illuminates it, warms it, and with its wings of light, more than tender mother, embraces everything, fecundates everything, and with its kiss of light, it gives the most beautiful shades to flowers, the most delicious sweetness to fruits, maturity to all plants. Oh! If my divine will reigned in the midst of creatures, how many prodigies would it not operate in their midst? Therefore, be attentive. Everything you do in my divine fiat is a rebirth that you have in it. And to be reborn in it means to be reborn in the divine order, to be reborn in the light, to be reborn in the sanctity, in the love, in the beauty. And in each act of my will, the human will undergoes a death, dying to all evils, and it lives again to all goods.